So basically, when interest rates go down, mortgage rates go down, people are able to buy new houses. When people build houses, they need structural lumber to build those houses. And so demand for timber goes up. That pushes up the price of timber, and then that pulls in imports as well. So that's all of the statistics you can see in this annual report are driven off the back of that phenomenon.
While low interest rates is causing more property investment and increasing the value of Australian pine trees, blue gums, which are wood-chipped, come under a different category. The value of blue gums has also seen a 10% increase in its value, but imports of foreign wood still account for $3 billion more of wood that is used in Australia. Japan has waned its interest for Australian blue gums, so it's good old China that's growing its appetite for Australian hardwood by the day, as David Brand explains.
The real growth story has been in China, where a lot of new pulp and paper capacity has been built on the coast. There's been a real effort to shut down a lot of the old-fashioned polluting pulp and paper industry in China and move to a more modern industry, and that requires imported wood chips. So that's been really the main driver of growth. Where real growth is happening is things like tissues and baby diapers and even rayon, which is made from dissolving pulp, which is cellulose-based fiber that competes with cotton. So there's a whole range of consumer products that are really driving a lot of the growth in demand.
Is New Forest planning to plant more blue gums in the southeast of South Australia over the next year in light of the increase in the value of wood chip exports?
Right now we're ramping up our harvesting as our existing trees are becoming mature. And I guess, you know, what we're looking at is if the price stays strong, how we'll manage, supply going forward, and maybe the opportunity to start to look at some new planting. But I think for the moment, a lot of it is just around building up the operating capacity on the existing estate. We need more contractor capacity to do harvesting, trucking. There's more operations around the port. There's more forestry going on. So it lifts the whole industry as we try to increase our production. And the softwood side is, the different market, which is all driven by the record housing starts that we now have. It's drawing in increase in imports of lumber from Europe and other regions, and is also driving up the harvest of some of the softwood plantations as well.
At the moment, we import a lot more than we export in terms of wood products. Under the China Free Trade Agreement, which is, obviously very soon will be ratified, what could we see happen to Australian wood chip exports?
I don't really think that the free trade agreement with China is going to have a significant change in either direction for forestry, because already China is a significant net importer of a lot of timber. There aren't a lot of tariffs already there, so there's not going to be an awful lot of change. The big difference has been, as I say, the currency, but also the fact that we've got more supply available to put into the market.